As clearly understood from learning Rashi on our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and then learning the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in a situation where one person did the Akira and the other person did the Hanocha, Rashi in the Mishnah, and so seems to be Pshat in the Gemara, teaches us that if somebody only did an Akira or a Hanocha, the Halacha is that one is potar of al-Asr, he didn't issa the Rabbanon, but he isn't over an issa the Raisa. And many Mefarshim try to understand why in a situation, if someone only did an Akira, only did an Ahanocha, did only an Akira specifically, is there no issa the Raisa? There's a rule that's mentioned very often throughout Shas, Chatzi shir osu min ha-Torah, that when if someone only did part of what is the shir, he still has violated an issa d'oraisa. The classical example, if the shir of eating macholos asuris is a kezayis, if someone only ate a chatzi kezayis of macholos asuris, the halacha would be that it's osu min ha-Torah, just the punishments, or in a situation where there's a chiyuv carbon, were not said only if one ate the whole shear. So the question is, why, if someone only did an akira, is this not a situation of a chatzi shear? Because the classical explanation of chatzi shear and why chatzi shear is osam in HaTorah is because chazi letztarufei, you could ultimately come to do the entire Avera. And so therefore, why over here? Yes, if I did the Hanocha, it won't be only the Hanocha, it won't be considered a situation of Chatzi Shir, because it's not Chazi Litzdarufei. Once the Hanocha is done, the act of Hotzah, the act of transferring from one Rishus to another Rishus, has been completed. But in a situation where I did the Akira, why should I only be over an Issa d'Rabbanon? Shouldn't I be over an Issa d'Raisa? Shouldn't I be over an Issa d'Raisa because I can ultimately perhaps also do the Hanocha? So it's Chazi Litzdarufi. My Kira could lead to Hanocha, which would come to a Chiyiv d'Raisa. And therefore, why over here is it only Asa mid'Rabbanon and not mid'Raisa? As we will see, this is a very fundamental question, and it's a question that many Mefarshim grapple with. There are Achroinim that say that the reason Rashi avoided saying someone who does an Akira alone is indeed Osam Midraisa because of Chatzi Shir, it's because throughout Shas, there's actually a Machloikis if Chatzi Shir is Osam Midraisa or Midrabanan. And in order to avoid that question, Rashi avoided the issue of Chatzi Shir. There is a shita of the Chacham Tzvi that says that the Isser of Chatzi Shir is limited to midid achila, to the example we gave when it comes to eating, that even if you didn't eat the whole kezayis, you only ate part of the kezayis, it's Chatzi Shir osam min ha-Torah. But to no other area of halacha is there a din of Chatzi Shir. It's interesting to point out that there are many opinions that say that even if we subscribe to the opinion of the Chacham Tzvi, that Chatzi Shir is only limited to Midid Achila, and in all other Isurim, we don't say Chatzi Shir, by Hilcha Shabbos, we will say Chatzi Shir. And they explain, because the Torah, when it speaks about not doing malacha on Shabbos, says, Lo sasa kol malacha, and we learn from here, afilu kol shaha, afilu kol shahu. It's interesting that this is a limud that the Prima Godim and others quote. So even a kol shahu, even partial malacha is asur. Others say we learn it because the Torah, when it speaks about Malacha Shabbos, says the word Tishbois, Shabbos has to be a day of total rest. And therefore, even if you do a chatzi shir, it's not tishbois. You haven't been at complete rest. And therefore, even if we'll subscribe to holding that chatzi shir is not a halacha by all Isurim, it does apply to Hilchos Shabbos. And therefore, our question comes back, why is there no Isur chatzi shir d'oraisa when one carries, when one does an akira, because he's done part of a malacha? Before we go into the shir, it is interesting to point out that there are those that make a distinction when we speak about Hilchos Shabbos, when is chatzi shir osur and when is chatzi shir not osur. They say that if the Torah specifies, if the Mishnah specifies a shir, as we will learn our Masechta, there are a number of times when the Mishnah says beferish a shir. So what the Mishnah is teaching us by mentioning a specific shir is by saying that if you've done a malacha less than that shir, you're not over an isser. Where there is no specific shir mentioned, there the halacha would be that you're over midaraisa even by a chatzi shir. If that's the case, our question comes back. The Mishnah doesn't mention specifically that the shir of Aitzah. Yes, the Mishnah then describes it, but the shir isn't part of the definition of the malacha. And therefore we have a question, why if somebody only does an akira, should he not be over the raisa because of chatzi shir? And as we will now see, it's very possible that this question is a question that really is the underpinning of many of the Gemaras and many of the Machloikas Rishonim that we understand, that we learn as we learn this Masechta. As we begin the Masechta, and the Mishnah mentions the case of the Ani and Asher, and the Mishnah says the words that we've learned at the beginning of Masechta, Tzias HaShabbos Hein Arba B'Fnim V'Tzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba B'Chutz. And there's a Machloikus Rishonim, which is immediately mentioned by Rashi, has one approach here, a different approach as Tosfos points out in Tosfos Divrei Maskil, Shtayim Shein Arba B'Fnim in Masechta Shavuos, and there are other Rishonim that agree with Rashi's opinion as he learns the Masechta Shavuos. What is the definition of Bifnim and what is the definition of Bechutz? Rashi over here in our Masechta defines Bifnim and Bechutz. Bifnim, Rashi says, is for the person standing in the Rosh HaYochid, and Bechutz means for the person standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rashi, however, as I said, in Masechta Shavuos, says Bifnim means Hachnasa, and Bechutz means Hoitzah. What's the difference between these two Pshatim? So Rav Volzner, in the Tshuvas and Chelek Arachayim, Arachayim, Simen Kuf Chof Gimel, says that the Machloikis Rishonim is exactly this question that we're discussing about Chatzi Shir. The one that explains that Bifnim uBechutz means the person standing inside and the person standing outside is speaking to the person who's initiating the Malacha. The Bifnim, the person who's standing inside and initiating carrying something from Bifnim to Bechutz. The Bechutz means the person standing outside and initiating carrying something from outside from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to inside to Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Because says Rav Volzner, and that's Rashi's Pshat in our Mishnah, because Rashi's opinion is that the person who's beginning the Malacha, the one that's doing the Akira, already has violated an Issa Deraisa. Why has he violated Issa Deraisa? Because Chatzi Shir Asim HaTorah. So as soon as you do an Akira, you already did a Malacha Deraisa. Whereas the other Rishonim, who defined Bifnim and Bechutz, not by the person standing inside and initiated the Malacha, or by the person standing outside initiating the Malacha, but rather we look at the entire Malacha. Bifnim means the Malacha of Achnasa. Bechutz means the Malacha of Aitzah. Because those Rishonim don't give special attention to an Akira alone. Why don't they give attention to an Akira alone? Because an Akira alone is nothing, midaraisa. Because we don't say on an Akira itself, chotzi shir osim anatayra. And as we learn the Gemara further in our Masechta, we find this explanation again and again. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Gemara asked already on Daf Beis that there, why does the Mishnah say Shtaim Shein Arba Bifnim, V'Shtaim Shein Arba Bechutz, which is a total of 8? Shouldn't the Mishnah, as the Gemara explains on Daf Beis Amud Beis, said that we have a total of 12? And therefore, the Gemara's question is that it shouldn't just be Shtaim Shein Arba plus Shtaim Shein Arba, which gives us 12. It should be, gives us 8. It should be a total of 12. Answers the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph to read the words of the Gemara. Mikol Mokim Tarti Sari Havyan. Don't we have 12 situations of where there is at least an Issa Daraisa and or an Issa Darabonon? Answers the Gemara. Peturi the Osl Deichiv Chatis Kachoshev. The Osl Deichiv Chatis Lekachoshev. The Gemara says that not all of these surim are mentioned. And there's a very big machlokes Rishonim. How to understand what does the Gemara mean when it says these words? Peturi the Osl Deichiv Chatis Kachoshev. Peturi the Osl Deichiv Chatis Lekachoshev. Rashi's opinion, Rashi himself here, quotes two opinions. He has his own opinion, and he has the opinion of Rabbi Yisof. Rashi's own opinion here is that we only reflect on the Akira. And the question is, why do we only reflect on the Akira more than the Hanocha? Rashi says, Turidatsa Daichiv Chatas is the Akira, because the Akira is the beginning of the Malacha. So what? Akira is a Darabonin, and Hanoch is a Darabonin. So the Rushash explains that what Rashi is teaching us is that the reason the Mishnah focuses on the Akira and doesn't focus on the Hanoch is because the Akira is a Chiyuv Daraisa. Because the Akira already has in it a Chatzi Shir. Whereas, even if we'll say that there is a Chatzi Shir by Haitzah, as we explained at the beginning of this Shir, that would only be regarding an Akira, not regarding a Hanocha. And therefore, the Gemara is very Geshmak, says the Rishash. We're only focused on the Akira, because the Akira may not be the same Chiv Derais as a full-fledged Haitzah, because by a full-fledged Haitzah, Yechayiv Malkus, Yechayiv Chatas or Skila. Here you wouldn't be Chayiv Chatas or Skila. There is no Oynish for Chatzi Shir, but it's still a Issa Deraisa. Whereas the Hanocha, which is only the Rabbanon, that's not mentioned in the Shtaim Shtein Arba, Shtaim Shtein Arba. Very clearly, because Akira, says the Rishash, has an element of an Issa Deraisa because of Chatzi Shir. The other, the Hanocha, does not. But the rabbis of Rashi say that the focus is not on the Akira or on the Hanocha. The focus, this is the way the Achrayim explained the pshat of the rabbis of Rashi, the focus is on the carrying, the transfer. Because they learn that it's not, the Akira itself is not any more usher than the Hanocha. Why is the Akira not any more also than the Hanocha? Because the Akira is a Drabonim and the Hanocha is a Drabonim. So the fact that the Akira is the beginning and the Hanocha is the end shouldn't make a difference. What's the factor that we're considering? We're concerned about the transfer, because that's what Malachas Haitzah is all about. The transfer, not anything else. and therefore we can't single out the Akira more the Hanocha. It's interesting that the Ran says Pshat in this Gemara is that when the Gemara says Ptur the Asim Leichiv Chatos, it only refers to the Hanocha, not to the Akira. Why the Hanocha more than the Akira? The Ran perhaps is saying the Gemara is teaching us, don't make the mistake that the Akira is more important than Hanocha, because Akira maybe has a Chatzi Shir. On the contrary, teaches us the Gemara, the Akira itself is only the Rabbanon, and it's a weaker the Rabbanon than Hanocha. Why? Because Hanocha at least represents the completion of the Malacha. The Akira is only the beginning, and it's not a Chatzi Shir either, and therefore, says the Ran, what the Gemara means, Betur the Asa B'dai Chiv Chattas, is that Betur the Asa B'dai Chiv Chattas is only the Hanocha, and not the Akira. Actually, if we go further in the Gemara, the next Gemara that we learn asks the question that why is there no Chiyuv Chatas? Hasn't there been a full Melechus Hatzah done between these two individuals? Asked the Gemara, Shneim Peturim, why if they both together did a Melecha, are they Potter? Between these two individuals, between the Oni and Balabayas, we have an Akira and a Hanocha, and there ought to therefore be a Chiyuv Chatas. So the Machloikis Rishonim, how to understand what is the Gemara's question? Some say that the Gemara's question is that Shnei Beturim versus Avda Malacha Benayu, that together, each one themselves shouldn't be Chayiv, but together, by combining what they both done, they have done a Chilul Shabbos. And since if we combine what they both done, they've done a Chilul Shabbos, the halacha should be that there is a Chiyuv, that they should have to bring a Karban Chatos together. That's one pshat that I saw. But there are other Rishonim that have a different explanation in understanding this Gemara's question of Vos Avda Melacha Benayu. The second one should be Chayiv Karban, because the second one completed the Melacha. What's this Machlaikis? Perhaps this Machlaikis is the exact same Machlaikis that we learned together. The Machlaikis here is that what is the Ptor and what is the Chayiv? The Man D'Amr that says that together they should be Chayiv says, of course we pay attention to the Akira. The Akira is an Issa the Rice of Chatzi Shir. And then we take the action of the second person and we combine them, we have a Malacha Shabbos, and they should be Chayiv. The other Man D'Amr says the first person isn't counted at all, because an Akira itself is nothing, because it's not even Asa Midaraisa. The Hanocha, however, is asking the Gemara, very similar to the Ran's Pshat, completed the Malacha, and therefore he ought to be Chayiv. Kamash Malan, that he's not Chayiv. And then we look into the next Gemara. And the Mefarshim explained that the next Gemara too is asking the same question. The Gemara asks, Akiras Gufay, Akiras Chayfet from Kaime Domai, or Mechayiv Adomaloi. The Gemara discusses if somebody didn't do a regular Akira, just picking up the object. He has the object on him. Is that considered an Akira or not? What's the Gemara's question? So the Mefarshim explained, the question of the Gemara is, how do we view an Akira? If we view an Akira as a full-fledged Melacha, and therefore, in fact, if somebody did an Akira by himself, he's chai because chatzi shir asam and atayra. So perhaps just moving your body isn't enough of an Akira that you should be chayiv midaraisa chil Shabbos. But if on the other hand, we only view an Akira as part of a big Melacha, part of a transfer of an object from one rishus to another rishus, the fact that the Akira on its own is not such a significant Akira doesn't make a difference to me. Because the Akira doesn't have its own independent value. The value of an Akira is only as part of a larger transfer, and therefore even if it's just Akira Skufoi, it would be considered an Akira. And actually, the Mefarshim say, that this question could go even further to the Gemara that in Mitzvah Shem we learn on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses a situation where a person threw an object, and the very same person that threw Zor Chayfetz, somebody threw a Chayfetz on Daf Hey Amud Aleph at the bottom of Amud, the Necker Humim Mekaymai, and this very same person that threw the object, V'chaz V'kibloi, he runs into the other Rishus. I threw something out of the Rishus HaYachid. I quickly jump into the Rishus HaRabim and I catch it. The question is, what is the halacha? And the Gemara explains, Ma'ikam Abayli, Amar Rav Adbar Ava Shnei Koichs B'Adam Echad. If I did the Akira and the Hanacha, how do we look at it? Shnei Koichs B'Adam Echad K'Adam Echad Dami V'Chayiv Aydilma K'Shnei B'nei Adam Dami. How do we look at the Akira and the Hanacha that's done by the same individual? Since I did the Akira and the Hanacha, so that's not an independent Akira and an independent Hanacha, and I wouldn't be Chayiv. Or is it considered that I caused that the object should transfer from one Rishus to another Rishus and I'll be Chayiv? How do I understand this Gemara's question? And how do we understand this entire question? So actually, there's an Afike Yam that discusses this fundamental question. We mention over and over again the that there's no chiyuv haitzah unless you did an akira v'hanocha. So Rafika Yam in Chelik Beis Simen Dalet discusses how do we understand this halacha that haitzah requires both an akira and a hanocha. Do we understand it to mean that the akira and hanocha are the definition of the Melechus Haitzah? How do we define Melechus Haitzah and Akira V'Hanocha? And in the absence of an Akira V'Hanocha, there wasn't a Melech of Haitzah. And therefore, in a situation where somebody has done an Akira alone, he hasn't done Melechus Haitzah. And therefore, he's not Chayiv. And the Mefarshim have a very nice way of explaining this. There's an Isser, a very fundamental Isser, of eating basa b'chalav, meat and milk mixed together. So does that mean if somebody eats meat by itself or milk by itself, it's chotzi shir? It's chazi let's terufi. If I ate some meat, I may end up eating some milk. I have basa b'chalav. Of course not. Because meat by itself is completely mutter. Akira by itself is completely mutter. Because the definition of haitzah is a combination of Akira V'Hanocha. And if I don't have a combination of Akira V'Hanocha, I haven't done anything wrong. Or, says the Afike Yam, the way to understand Akira V'Hanocha is that that Haitzah means transferring an object from one Rishus to another Rishus. And if I transfer something from one Rishus to another Rishus, the Halacha is that I've done Haitzah. But like in every halacha, there are details to the halacha. So one of the details that the Torah teaches us, that Chazal teach us, is that in order to be chayiv achatos b'shoigig, in order to be chayiv koris or skila b'mezid, you had to have done it when an akir v'hanocha. But akir v'hanocha don't define the malacha. The definition of the malacha of Haitzah is transferring from one rishus to another rishus. There's a detail that in order to be chayiv, there's a technical detail, you have to do akira v'hanocha. If that's the case, then you'd be chayiv for akira alone, because you have begun the transfer from one rishus to another rishus, and therefore it's at least considered a chatzi shir. And the Mefarshim make a very interesting diuk in a Rashi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, when we speak about the Akira, the Gufoy, Akira's Gufoy, Kechira's Chayfetz Dami or not, says, Ein Adoyim L'Yodoyim. The Gemara is anticipating the question that in our Mishnah we see that just having your hand alone is not considered an Akira or Anocha, moving your hand. Otherwise, when the Balabayas does the Akira into the hand of the Ani, and the Ani does the Anacha, why is it not considered that the Ani did the Akira? So Rashi says, V'ein derech haitzah b'lo Akira v'o Hanacha. There's no haitzah without Akira v'o Hanacha. What's Rashi saying, V'derech haitzah? Rashi perhaps is saying that, of course, haitzah. Rashi is saying a very important word, V'ein derech haitzah. What's Rashi saying? You have, of course, haitzah. You, of course, have transferred when you move something from one rishus to another rishus. But there's a new din. And derech, since that's not the normal way, and I saw Mefarshim explain that wasn't the way it was transferred in the Mishkan. So since that's the way it wasn't transferred in the Mishkan, you can't be chayiv. You can't be chayiv medaraisa, because you haven't imitated what happened in the Mishkan. But an akira is certainly an act that you chayiv for. And the way we began the shir with the vart of Rav Ozner, the Rashi in the Mishnah also gives credence to an akira itself. Rashi here is very much l'shitasai, that an akira alone is going to perhaps be a chatzi shir. So again, the question is very fundamental. How do we look at the melechas haitzah? Do we look at the melechas haitzah meaning a combination of an akira and a hanocha? Or do we look at the definition of the melechas haitzah, and therefore an akira itself is considered a half, not a half, not nothing? It's not like eating a chatzi shir. It's like doing nothing, because an akira in itself has no value. Or do we say that the melachas, the haitzah, the akira are the details, and since the akira can lead ultimately to you being chayiv issa deraisa, you'll be chayiv for an akira, at least for chatzi shir. But this entire discussion has essentially focused on a situation where you carried from one rishus to another rishus, and you did an akira without a hanocha. What about a situation where you're carrying, because as we're going to learn, there's another time you chayiv, where you carry four amos in rishus rabim, is considered a malacha. And if you carry only two amos, what would be the halacha? That means, I picked something up in rishus rabim, and instead of walking four amos, I only walk two amos. How do I look at that akira? Here, it's a chatzi shir. I didn't carry the four amos. I only carried two amos. So is this going to be the same that according to the man the Omer, that when you carry from one rishus to another rishus, if you just did an akira, it's not considered chatzi shir? What would be the halacha over here? So the Tiferes Yisrael discusses this situation, and he says that here too, if you hold that an akira alone, when you're carrying from shusha yochet to shusha rabim, is not chatzi shir, here too it's not going to be considered chatzi shir. And he explains why. There are a number of explanations given. One explanation he gives is that if you stopped after two amos, if you make a hanocha after two amos, and now you carry again, those two amos cannot combine with the original two amos. What is the whole reason we say that chatzi shir is asur? So we began this shir by saying chazi l'tarufi. This half of kazayis can combine with another half of kazayis. But if I walk two amos in the rishus rabim and I stop, and then I start again, there's no chazi l'tarufi, because as soon as I stop, what I've done is over. And therefore, here too, we wouldn't say chazi l'tarufi. Another pshat in this entire conversation of chatzi shir by akira v'hanocha is we go back to a previous shir that we discussed, the first Tosfos in the Masechta. Tosfos says that haitzah is a malacha gerua. And we discussed in a previous shir what makes haitzah into malacha gerua. Suggest the Mefarshim that included in this concept that haitzah is a malacha gerua is that maybe throughout Shas we indeed do say chatzi shir is awesome in Atayra, but given that Haitzah is a malach geruah, by Haitzah we won't say chatzi shir is awesome in Atayra. Because And the Tzaras Yisrael alludes to this. Since Haitzah is a Malacha Geruah, the only time you can be Chayav for Haitzah is if it actually is exactly the way it was in the Mishkan. And if in the Mishkan, the way Haitzah was accomplished was through an Akira and a Hanacha, anything else is not the way it was in the Mishkan. Anything else is not what the Pasuk describes as being Malachas Haitzah. And therefore, even if Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayra, even we say by Shabbos, we say Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayra, Haitzah would be different.